I'm a landowner in North Stratford, and I'm here to give nothing that you haven't told, nothing repetitive. So I've already given you my written statement from which I will read now. That my...
The whole thing, though.
No, not the whole thing. A short 5 minutes. My home and 125 acres of land are crossed by a red line on a map published by Hydro-Québec. The Northern Pass project intends to seize and destroy my maple sugar trees, the natural spring which supplies water to my neighbor's home across the street, the spawning area for the native brook trout living in the pond below, and all the resident flora and fauna. They want to forever cut down the trees that I use for firewood. They called me in December on the phone and sent a brochure saying that this project will happen. And I want to know, since when is it okay to tell a landowner that their land is no longer theirs? These people are nothing but greedy bullies taking advantage of our open range policies. There's a big difference between using a piece of land for hunting, fishing, and recreation and coming on to survey it for the purpose of putting up towers. They want to put a 150-foot strip of barren waste on my backyard, 135-foot structure with the potential to kill a climber. I have four children, and I don't want to put them out in the backyard and tell them not to play on that jungle gym. Their latest brochure has false facts, but the one that directly impacts me is the lie that the towers would mostly go on existing rights of way. The province of Quebec intends to seize our U.S. lands and use these properties to make money selling power back to us. That's greedy, it's greedy, it's greedy, and it's destructive, it's destructive, it's destructive. There's no way around that. Without even touching my land, and you've heard this before from other speakers, the Canadian-backed initiative has succeeded in rendering my neighbors and my property worthless simply by circulating these maps. That's a tactic. They first devalue the land, and then they offer to buy it at the deflated price. How can that not be a criminal offense? If you were to pass House Bill 302 in the future, as written, it would facilitate Hydro-Québec's entry into New Hampshire through the North Country and would mean the loss of homes, land, and businesses. I respectfully ask you to consider our plight in the North Country. Many of my neighbors simply are too old or too poor to fight for what is theirs. I respectfully request that you hear their unspoken voices. Thank you.